History and physical. Patient name, Zeno, Cynthia. Date, 2/17/23. Place, Summer Place Nursing Home and Rehabilitation. History of present illness. Ms. Zeno is a 57-year-old Caucasian female seen today on rounds. She is hemodynamically and clinically stable. The patient is a poor historian and is noted to be confused and forgetful at times. There has been no endorsement of nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, abdominal pain, chest pain, vision changes, hearing changes, or bleeding. There are no acute concerns from the bedside nurse at this time. Past medical history, coronary artery disease, CVA, diabetes, GERD, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, memory impairment, above-the-knee amputation, ischemic foot pain, history of hemorrhagic stroke with residual hemiparesis, tobacco abuse, and cellulitis. Current medications, apixaban, bisacodyl, buspirone, docusate, duloxetine, fenofibrate, guafenicin, Keppra, lidocaine patch, Lyrica, polyethylene glycol powder, Senna, simvastatin, and Tylenol. Allergies, codeine. Social history. The patient lives locally at the nursing home. The patient denies smoking, tobacco use, or drinking alcohol. No history of IV drug abuse. No history of STDs. Family history, negative. Review of systems. A 10-point review of systems is negative other than what is mentioned above. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 126/72, temperature 97.4, heart rate 70, respirations 18, blood sugar 150, and oxygen saturation 97% on room air. HEE, NT, benign, neck septal, no JVD noted. Lungs, clear to auscultation bilaterally, chest rises even and symmetrically, cardiovascular, regular rate and regular rhythm, normal S1 and S2, no quick shrubs or murmurs, abdomen soft, non-tender and non-distended, bowel sounds present times 4. Neurological, gross and non-focal, dermatological, shows no suspicious lesions, labs reviewed at this time. Assessment and plan, number 1, hypertension, continue current medications. Number 2, history of hemorrhagic stroke and residual hemiparesis, continue current therapy and assistance with ADLs. Number 3, hyperlipidemia, continue current medications. Thank you.